This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phone lines are open for you right now at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you've got a question, like to join us on air with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. Again, the phone lines are open for you, 608-321-1310. Going to be talking this morning with CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial. You can learn more about Klaus Financial. They've got a fantastic website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Not only can you learn more about Klaus Financial on the website, you can listen back to previous shows' podcasts. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, all online at klausfinancial.com. The telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. Don't forget as well, with that, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It'll be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. And as mentioned, phone lines are open, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. CJ Klaus, Malia Cuevas joining us this morning. CJ, how you doing this week?
Doing great. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing really well. Great to see you, Malia. Oh, my goodness. How's this? The sunshine, the heat. Oh,
the birds are happy. They're tweeting. They are running around building nests everywhere, and they're knocking on all our office windows just trying to get in. I don't know why. I want to be out there.
They may need some. Maybe they're thinking about retirement. They're thinking.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. They should be.
Yes, exactly. Got to teach them to use a doorbell or open.
That's right.
We've got an exciting show ahead. We're going to be talking about the importance of having a plan or a roadmap for your retirement and kind of what all goes into putting that together and some of the great benefits to having that. We'll do that conversation this week. Again, questions are always welcome at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Great opportunity as well to win a great prize this week, a $25 gift card to Home Depot with our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Of course, our friends at Klaus Financial have provided that $25 gift card to Home Depot. I'll tell you a little tip. If you listen closely to the program, oftentimes both the question and the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week come up during the show, and we'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. Before we start talking about that roadmap, let's actually take a look back at last week's show and review the Klaus Quiz Question Week, get the question and the answer from last week's program as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a great conversation on required minimum distributions and the difference in ages that has changed in the last few years. And if you're approaching those ages, your ears probably perked up last week that we discussed that the age has changed. So the question actually was, as of 2023, you must begin taking RMDs from your retirement accounts if you turn what age? Is it 65 or age 73? And Gary of Middleton, his ears perked up. He correctly answered age 73. So thanks for listening. Listen carefully today. So maybe you can win that prize to Home Depot.
That is fantastic. Congratulations, Gary. And as Malia mentioned, we will be doing one a little bit later on in the program. You know, we talk a lot on the show about the importance of having a plan or the roadmap for retirement. And CJ, we're gonna dig into that a bit more this week, aren't we?
We are, yeah. So today's topic is about turning 50, and or it could be different ages, but typically we see it at age 50, and needing a roadmap to get to the retirement that you want. So while we know that several of you perhaps don't need somebody to help you with this because maybe you grew up in financial services or you've always been interested in retirement planning, for most of us out there, we need somebody to kind of help us figure out, okay, I've reached a critical age here. Have I saved enough? Am I on the right track? What does the future look like for me? And yeah, you know, what's the roadmap ahead? So when we hit 50, most people have this epiphany that even though they might have some longevity in their genes, they probably are at least at the halfway point of life. And so we keep kind of harping on this age 50 because that's often when people will walk into our offices or around that age saying, hey, I need some help. So retirement that used to look like it was a long ways away is now perhaps 15 years away or less. So the question is, have I done what I need to do to get prepared for this future retirement? So today we will be looking at items on each of our roadmaps and, you know, figuring out things that need to be deciphered so that we can make the best decisions for our remaining working years. While we can't necessarily make up for lost time, we can make sure that you have a strong savings program in place and we can look towards reducing spending and reducing debt. which can ultimately put you ahead of the game. So what we're going to be talking about today is building a roadmap for those who are starting to get to those ages where they're saying, hey, am I on the right path? And can I start to get some tips on this future roadmap? So tip number one on the future roadmap is save more. Yes. I know that sounds silly, but let's talk about that for a moment. The year you turn 50, you have an advantage. The IRS allows you to save more money into your retirement plans. Since your 50s can be your peak earning years, as well as in your 50s, sometimes kids are starting to get out of the house, it's a great time to max out your account contributions as you're able. So let's talk about some of those maximum contributions. In your 401k or 403b or 457 typically, the maximum salary deferral for an employee, also known as elective deferrals, is $22,500 in 2023. After you turn age 50, you're allowed to make a catch-up contribution of an additional $7,500 in order to, again, catch up, which makes your total contribution into your 401k plan or 403b $30,000 for the year. So again, if you're under the age of 50, it's $22,500 is the max. If you're over the age of 50, you get a catch-up, which puts your total contribution at $30,000. Now, if you qualify for an IRA, you can invest up to $6,500 per year in 2023 if you're under the age of 50, and then you get an extra $1,000 if you're over the age of 50 for a maximum of $7,500 per year. Now, many people, when they listen to this show, they go, can I do both? Can I do both a 401k and an IRA? And the answer is, like most of the answers, maybe. It depends on income. What I'd say is make sure you focus first on your employer-sponsored plan and then secondarily on an IRA or Roth IRA. Let me repeat that. Focus first on trying to max out your employer-sponsored retirement plan and then secondarily on an IRA or Roth IRA, largely because these IRAs and Roth IRAs have income limits and they are much more complex than just putting it into your 401k.
Talking this morning CJ,
you're good. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial Prime. Opportunity to get you on the air this morning with CJ and Malia. Telephone number 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. The telephone number for Kloss Financial, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number 608-442-5637. So what's that second direction, CJ?
Yeah, so tip number two, outside of saving more as you start to get into your 50s, would be consider funding a health savings account if your employer plan has one available. So most people have probably heard during their open enrollment periods at their employers, hey, you can put money into a non-HSA, kind of a more of a traditional health insurance plan, or many times employers will offer HSA eligible plans. Now, you need to really talk to your family and your financial planner and your accountant to figure out what is the right plan for you. But if you have an HSA eligible plan through your employer or even on your own, then you can be making contributions to an HSA savings account. And this can be a big deal, because you can be qualified to put money into this on a pre-tax basis, and then you end up being able to have tax-deferred growth and remove it tax-free. So for those who are listening, they're going, wait, I've never heard of this before. That's right. It's like a Roth IRA on the – or I'm sorry, it's like a pre-tax IRA on the way in. You get a deduction on the way in. And then it grows tax-free, and then I have no tax on the way out. It is truly, HSAs are one of the most tax-preferred vehicles that are out there. Now, again, talk to your advisor, your accountant, because you need to first make sure that an HSA is an appropriate account for you. Number two, you need to make sure that you can actually perform contributions. A lot of people don't have the cash flow to put money into an HSA. And then finally, you need to make sure that you understand kind of the overall tax implications. But here would be the point. If you're HSA eligible, we'd suggest you consider putting money in there. And in 2023, if you have a high deductible medical plan that qualifies as an HSA, you can invest $3,850 as an individual or $7,750 as a maximum contribution in a family plan. So again, $3,850 as an individual, $7,750 in a family plan. And then when you reach the age of 55, notice I'm emphasizing the five there, because this is not 50, it's 55 in an HSA, you get an extra $1,000 catch-up. So if it was $38.50, it's $48.50. It was $77.50, it's $87.50. So just some things to be aware of there is, again, the health savings plan for those who qualify can be a great place to put some money, get a deduction, and have funds available for future medical-related expenses.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And the phone lines are open, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Any other points of direction that we should be paying attention to, CJ?
Yeah, before I turn it over to Malia, the third direction on our roadmap is maintain an emergency reserve. So again, for those who are tuning in late, we are talking about preparing for retirement, getting to the magical age of 50 and starting to say, hey, do I have a roadmap for the future? And so number three on our roadmap for the future is maintain an emergency reserve or an emergency savings. So just kind of review your current cash flow, your savings accounts, and make sure that you have money stored away for the unexpected. If you've listened to our show long enough, you know that we chuckle about this because the reality is it's not if you have an emergency, it's when you have an emergency. So when people say, I don't have an emergency fund because I just don't really have emergencies happen, Malia and I just kind of smile and we go, you haven't lived very long. Because people who are in their 40s, 50s, 60s, they will never say such a silly thing. Because about twice a year, you're going to have some sort of surprise. Now, it may not be a $20,000 surprise. It might be $1,000 or $500 or $800. And we're talking like water heaters, the stove goes out, the refrigerator goes bad, you have a hailstorm and the insurance company doesn't want to cover the roof replacement, but you've got a leak. These things happen all the time if you're a normal human being. And therefore, that emergency reserve saves you from having to go into debt or use a credit card. It is a critical piece of a successful roadmap.
Really vital information from CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. They are here for you. If you've got a question, love to hear from you this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with Malia and CJ. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website to learn more about Kloss Financial. Also, great opportunity there to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a once-a-week email with a link to the most recent podcast, as well as a snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Again, just head on over to klossfinancial.com. Telephone number for the office, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. And to get on the air, 608-321-1310. Just call the station, 608-321-1310. We'll be checking in with Malia. We'll talk a little bit about debt as we turn 50 and what the roadmap says about that. We'll take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Phone lines are open, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Gets you on the air with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for your initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number, 608-442-5637. And to get on the air with CJ and Malia, all you got to do is give us a call here at the station, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Talking about as you're turning 50 or getting into your 50s, kind of putting together that roadmap for retirement. And Malia, as we're kind of working through this roadmap, what about debt as we turn 50? What do folks need to consider and what are some of the guidance points on that?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I was just recognizing here as we look at the word roadmap, our younger listeners have no idea what a roadmap is. They only have a navigation app, right? Yeah. They're Google Maps or Waze or something like that. But for our people turning over 50, they still remember the sentiment of a roadmap. And so when we look at where we need to be as we head toward retirement, as CJ has mentioned, eliminating debt, that's always our mantra. And especially as we get closer to that date, we'd like to see people with less debt than rather than more. And sometimes this is easier said than done. We recognize that life happens. People are trying to, you know, perhaps help their kids with college in their early 50s, mid 50s. They're wanting to finally update their homes, maybe replace a car. Maybe they got some unexpected medical bills, and maybe they even want to take a vacation once in a while. Imagine that. So those items definitely may be helping contribute toward your debt, but we want to make sure that you recognize as we approach those ultimate retirement years, we have the least amount of debt possible on our books. So we like to refresh our listeners with where current average household debt is here in the U.S. And so as of March of 2023, we took a look at debt from credit cards, mortgages, home equity lines of credit, auto loans, student loans, and other types of household obligations. And that currently stands at about $177,000 for ages 45 to 54. So that's significant. Obviously, the heaviest debt tends to be in the mortgage area. And for those who are 55 to 64, that debt stands at about $145,000. So this is not horrible, but we want to make sure that if you're in those age brackets, you want to make sure that you are attending to that to hopefully size that down. And we realize sometimes people carry the debt, but they also have assets that could pay that off at any time. But we do scratch our heads many times we see this, you know, maybe excess sitting in savings, which is not making a whole lot of money. And we're seeing people paying on debt. And we're like, you need to be taking some of that and paying off that. And they always say the same thing to me, at least. They go, I knew you were going to say that. I'm like, they just know it. And so we want you to do it. So the first thing we're going to say is look at your credit card debt and simply eliminate it. So what starts off as 0% often changes within 6 months, and currently they really are hitting those double digits, which is ridiculous. So that's the first thing out of the gate. Eliminate it, keep it at zero, pay it off every month if you use credit cards. And then the second question is, what about paying off your mortgage before retirement? So we would say definitely a good idea. Having a mortgage paid off lowers your required cash flow, and that is significant. So you have to look at it at debt, especially in this case. You're getting rid of an anti-asset. So you're getting rid of a liability. So if you get rid of a liability, it's actually like making an investment. So for every dollar you pay on your principal, you're making that interest rate back because you're not paying it to someone else. So in other words, if you're paying down or paying off a 4% mortgage, you're making 4% with no management fee associated with that. So paying off your mortgage is actually, people love guarantees, it's actually 100% safe. If you do that, there's zero market risk. So again, not everybody can enter retirement with a completely paid off mortgage, and that's okay. But we want to make sure you recognize that it's not going to hurt your ultimate portfolio if you pay it off. Now, we would hesitate and say, no, we're not saying you take it out of retirement funds today and pay off that mortgage and then you have a ridiculous income tax bill for the following year. We're not saying that's the right move, but we really want you to look at making moves toward it as you approach retirement. And finally, I want to say we want you to accurately, this is a big one, accurately figure out how much you're likely to spend in your household when you're retired. And this could be the reason for you to reach out to your own financial planner or to a firm like our own, because you don't necessarily really know how much you will spend. A lot of people think they're going to spend a lot less. And the reality is, I think we say you're going to probably spend anywhere from 70 to 100% of what your pre-retirement needs are. You're probably going to do that in retirement. So we looked at actual dollar figures, and U.S. households led by someone who's 65 or older here in the U.S., they typically spend about $52,000 a year That's just how much on average. And if you look at all households, so pre-retirement households, they spend about $66,000, $67,000 to run their households on average. So you want to make sure if you're above average in that category, you need to calculate that in. But don't think that you're going to cut your spending in your household by 50%. We rarely see situations like that. If you are a frugal person, in retirement, you're likely to continue to be that same type of person. If you're a spender, to be honest, you're probably still going to be a spender. So you got to account for that. You got to be real with yourself because we want you to have the adequate amount sitting in your retirement investments or otherwise to sustain your income, your desired income flow.
That's interesting, too, to think about the statistics on spending. Really interesting stuff this week, as always, from our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial. Speaking of interesting things, the website, klossfinancial.com. A lot of great opportunities up there to learn more about Kloss Financial. Subscribe to the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, listen back and subscribe to podcasts as well, all at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number, 608-442-5637. With age comes wisdom, but there are some things we could maybe learn from the younger generations. We'll get some of the details next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
The website for Kloss Financial, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great place to learn more about Kloss Financial. Of course, they bring you Money in Motion right here on 1310 WIBA. Telephone number for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. That first visit, that first appointment at Kloss Financial, it will be complimentary to you. Again, all you got to do is give them a call, 608-442-5637. Talking this week about a roadmap, and as Malia pointed out, for you younger folks, roadmap is like a digital version of Waze. It's a paper, an analog version, a paper that you put in your glove box. They were a pretty amazing tool. We're talking about that roadmap for your retirement as you get into your 50s. And I know, CJ, sometimes when we get older, we can learn from younger folks, like about finding, what do they call those, gigs or other sorts of sources of income, can't we?
Just as young people can learn from those with more experienced people can learn from those who are younger. And in one of those areas is kind of this hustle mentality. So we all know if you remember back to your 20s, maybe early 30s, it was all about, gosh, I need to hustle and kind of figure out how I'm going to build my career and sources of income. And we even call them side hustles where I'm going to make a little bit of extra income. And so this is something to think about as you're ending your working career as well, which is like, hey, what is going to be maybe a side hustle that I have? So a part-time job in retirement, or maybe something to bridge the gap between full retirement from your full-time job at 60 to say 65 when Medicare kicks on. And so these side hustles or extra income sources can be super beneficial. So here's some examples. You could write a book or create a simple lesson on a hobby that you have on social media and then sell that. You could teach part-time at a local college if you were an expert in a particular field. If you love animals, check out rover.com or other pet sitter opportunities for pet watching. Consider blogging. Blogging, if you build enough, people who are reading that blog, you can actually sell ads to generate some income. You can rent out your cabin that you rarely use or your vacation home. And again, a lot of times people go, no, I never want to do that. But again, if you're looking to bridge a gap between early retirement and full retirement, or maybe even just generate extra income to make your retirement more plausible, these side hustles can be helpful. And if you don't want or need to have any extra income through a side hustle, then consider volunteering, because again, part of what's going to keep you physically and mentally healthy as you age is staying active. So whether that be activity for income, whether that be activity or volunteering for helping a cause, we would highly encourage you to, and we use this term, retire to something, not from something. So be cautious. A lot of people go, I just got to get out of here. That's retiring from something. But make sure that when you get to retirement, you have something to do that fills your life.
I have a friend who does the pet sitting in his retirement, and he shares the photos on social media. I think, like, guy's living the life.
That's nice.
It's true, Sean. We would say some of our happiest clients are those who have some side hustles. Yeah. And a lot of times you go, oh, that's just a sign of failure. No, often it's not. Sometimes it's multimillionaires that have side hustles. So truly, something to keep you active, volunteer or for income can be helpful.
Most of them are trying to volunteer on the golf course. I don't know why that always seems to be the number one pick, but
that's strange how that works. That is for sure. But yeah, really great advice as always from our retirement planning professionals from Claas Financial. Some really good tips as well. If you missed any part of today's program, I know on days like this especially, we tend to step in and out of the car, whether it's grabbing coffee or an iced coffee or dropping the kids or grandkids off school. If you miss any part of today's program or you want to listen back or share it or get caught up on previous shows, you can always head on over to KlaasFinancial.com. That's KLAAS Financial.com. You can listen back to the podcast and subscribe there. Also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. The telephone number for Claas Financial, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claas Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because it's time now for the Claas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Claas Quiz Question of the Week. We will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Claas Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to the Home Depot. This week's Claas Quiz Question of the Week is this. What is the total amount that you are allowed to add into your retirement plan, your 401k, 503b, etc., if you are over 50 in 2023? Is it $25,000 or $30,000? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Home Depot. And again, don't forget that's Claas Financial's office right here in Madison. 608-442-5637 and online claasfinancial.com. That's KLAAS Financial.com. CJ Malia, it is always great chatting with you guys. Enjoy this beautiful day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
News is next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claas Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Claas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Claas Financial.